Hey guys, welcome to this bonus episode of the Dangerous Creatives podcast. On these little bonus episodes, we're going to be sharing some case studies from our community, from our clients that are in one of our programs and some successes that they've had, because we feel very strongly that when we see or hear about other people doing the things that we really want to do or achieve within our business, it helps our brains see the possibility for us as well. So we find it very expansive and inspiring, and it really can help us take actionable steps towards our own growth. And so we wanted to share these so you could hear real people with real results and things that they've accomplished in their time working with Dangerous Creatives. Hopefully you will leave feeling inspired and excited to continue on your own path of growth. And here's the case study. Hello, everybody. I'm here with Ariel Cameron, and she is going to tell us a little bit about herself, where she lives, what she does, and what programs she has participated in with the Dangerous Creatives programs.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, I'm Ariel Cameron, and I run Ariel Cameron Photography. I currently live in Auburn, Alabama, but a lot of my work is in Birmingham and Atlanta and a little bit all over the Southeast. And I have done Danger School, and then I'm now currently in the Road to 100K Mastermind.
Amazing. We love having you. I'm so glad that you're in this program.
I love it.
So I want to focus primarily, I know you had like a lot, you know, wins and growth in the Danger School program, but since that's kind of shifted, like the live coaching aspect of that has shifted to the Road to 100K, I want to focus on kind of the growth and the wins that you've had in the like 3 months-ish that you've been in that, if that works for you.
Yep. Sounds okay. Great.
Cool. So tell me about what your biggest booking was prior to coaching, and you can go like back before Danger School if you want, but kind of what your biggest package was then versus what it is currently.
Yeah. So I will focus mostly on the Road to 100K. I will give like a little context for first time Danger School, because I do think that helps. So one of the main reasons I joined Danger School the first time was I had recently become a mom and really just like needed encouragement in that season. And so I feel like going through Danger School, that was a lot more mindset, encouragement, just like keep going, don't give up kind of phase of life with the business. Whereas this time being in the Road to 100K, it's like you said, much more growth oriented for me right now, focusing on like actual numbers, seeing growth in my business. And so I would say prior to the Road to 100K Mastermind, I think my average bookings were about 4,500 to 5,500. And then even just in these 3 months, we've raised my packages to starting at 8,500. And I've already booked a couple in that price range with some proposals out for five-figure weddings. And so seeing very tangible growth, which is super exciting. Because like I said, the first time around, just because of the phase I was in, it was a lot more mindset, just kind of keep going. But then this time it's very tangible, seeing a lot of actual numbers change, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Did you feel like going through the Danger School program, because that's available as like an online program for people to join, that kind of gave you the foundation to be able to like feel confident sending out those proposals for five-figure weddings and kind of getting up to that point where you felt like,
yeah, for sure. I was talking to maybe you, someone recently, and was just saying that, it was just so, it's crazy to me how the shift of numbers has happened in my mind. Like, I just remember thinking the thought of like sending out a wedding proposal for $6,000 seemed crazy at one point. Like, that is so much money. I don't know how someone would, you know, pay that. Like, that's more than I paid for photography for my wedding, you know, just some of those kind of like money things that you think about. And now that's just like not the case. And I think the foundation of like the money mindset, working through things, and then equally making sure that the value matches, and like talking through actual client, you know, like your customer journeys, and making sure that what you are offering, so that you feel confident in the numbers. And so I think the foundation of the money mindset, plus, like I said, the very tangible matches in this program of like learning and just making sure that you have the foundations to hit those numbers. I'm glad I did both programs.
No, I love that. And so with the program, like Road to 100K, do you feel like there have been any surprises in the 3 months that you've been going through it, besides the, you know, great like financial growth that you have experienced so far? Has there been anything else that kind of surprised you that you didn't expect? Anything like that?
So it's a little bit cheesy to say, but I do think it surprises me. It also doesn't surprise me, but it surprises me like just how much more positive my outlook on business stays when I'm surrounded by other creatives that are encouraging me. And you just, I mean, that is why I joined coaching, but at the same time, you just, I don't know, don't think about it or what. But like when I'm not in a coaching program, I feel like my emotional moments spiral a little bit more. You just stay in your head a lot more, get a little bit more down on yourself. It's just very siloed, and creative business, especially solo entrepreneurship, can be so that solo. But when you're in a coaching program, I just, even in these 3 months, I mean, I've maybe had one bad day and I immediately messaged the group and was talking to coaches and got out of it immediately. And it was just, it's nice and encouraging, and it just keeps everything in a much more positive, just good energetic space to be around people that are encouraging. And so I love being in coaching for both what we're tangibly learning, but then also just being surrounded by other creatives. I think it keeps the momentum in a good space.
Yeah. I do think it's so true. What they say is like, you kind of become like the people you surround yourself with. And when people are invested in their growth and invested in their business and their journey, alongside you, it really does boost your growth as well.
Like, it's not a surprise that there are other people in the group. Like, I know that I was joining a group coaching program, but the surprise is more in just all of the benefits that come from that you just don't think through. And I thought of one other kind of surprise. It was funny. I was looking at my numbers recently, pulling some sheets from QuickBooks, and it said like my spending was down, I was like 30 or 40% or something like pretty large. And it's, I truly think, because I got serious about my numbers, like looking at our, like looking at the numbers and just the way that we've really gotten that the program helps me get organized and see what my goals were and see what my financials were. And I definitely think it's good to spend money on coaching and investing in things, but I'm realizing that I'm not spending on just like random stuff that we convince ourselves we need in our business. And just that it's already showing, like, I'm just like not wasting money trying. I don't know. Like it was interesting to see like, oh yeah, now that I have these like financial goals, I'm treating my business a lot more seriously. And I've already like started meeting a lot of those. And so it's been cool to see, just another like tangible kind of payoff of when we looked at the numbers and got organized and I had very set goals and saw how I was going to reach them. I feel like I was thinking much more business minded and like, do you really need to buy another ticket to this? Or I don't know, just things that sometimes are good, but having some strategy behind it, I think has made me a little more serious in the business.
I love that. I think so many people start their photography business as a hobby, and like, they just love it. It's fun. And then when you realize at tax time, like maybe you didn't make a profit. And when you really look at your numbers and it's just information and you view it as that, and it like really can change so much. And I love that was a win for you too. And that's huge to have that much of a decrease in spending.
It's like, okay, I got a lot more serious, and because I am clear on what I'm trying to reach, and it's not, I don't know. I just think all of the tactics and spreadsheets and formulas and all the things that we get in the program are really, really helpful. So very, kind of a surprise. Very. Also was hoping that would be something we got, but it was definitely beneficial either way.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. So did you have a goal when you joined Road to 100K? Like, what was your main goal, and have you met it yet, or are you close to meeting it?
Yeah. So I think my main goal truly is financial. There's kind of some next level things that my family is trying to hit. And so again, that's probably why the spreadsheets and getting really clear on the numbers meant a lot to me. And I would say we're pretty much on the way. I mean, there's some big things that we wanted to do and paying off cars and hitting some savings goals and investment accounts. And we've hit some of those. And then we just have a lot clearer picture of when we're hitting the rest of the goals because of some projection spreadsheets that we've done and tracking what's coming in. And so there's some goals still yet to be hit, but I feel pretty good that I know when they're coming and we have a solid plan for it, which is exciting because prior to the program, there was no plan. There was no strategy. All the goals were very lofty and we would talk about them. But there wasn't, you know, action behind them. There wasn't strategy behind them. And now there is. And so that's super exciting.
I love that. Yeah. I've been guilty of in the past, like having these like lofty dreams with no plan. So I love that that's been like a tangible takeaway and something you've been able to like really see.
Yeah.
Steps that are going to get you to that goal. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you would say to someone who's considering joining the program, like encouragement or yeah, like anything that you'd say to someone who's like, I don't know, I want
yeah,
to, but I'm scared.
So, yeah. I think a lot of people, like when I see people posting in groups, like asking, should I do this program, any program, people, I don't know, I just feel like sometimes it's like, okay, well, what are you like specifically looking for help in? And one thing that I love so specifically about Kristen and her programs and Danger School is that it's not you have to become Kristen or the program is only X, Y, and Z. So if you're really looking for B, you're probably not going to get it. I just don't think that if you join this program, you won't get what you're looking for because the way Kristen structures it is so, you know, she'll ask what goals you're trying to hit and then she'll bring in coaches or other guest speakers that are on whatever topic. It's very tailored to the people that are in the group. And she's just so, you know, she talks about like making sure your goals are authentic to you. And there's no one right way to do business. And so I think that's probably my biggest encouragement to anyone that's considering joining is that there's concern of like, oh, well, what if she's wanting me to do it this way, but like, I really think I should run my business this way. Like, that's just how Kristen is like, she's going to tell you to run the business the way that's authentic to you. And you're just going to up level it in the program. Or if there's a topic that you're really unsure about, then like she'll bring in a coach to talk to you about that. And so, I mean, I think coaching is great. Like I said, staying encouraged is great. But then I think beyond that, if you're unsure, like, oh, is this the right program? Like, there's no question that it's not because she tailors it to the people that are in the program. So it's going to fit whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, I'm biased, of course, but I think Kristen is really great at that versus a lot of programs, which kind of feel a little more cookie cutter. I love that she's very, like she adjusts to the people that.
Yeah, for sure.
Amazing. Well, I guess I don't want to take up too much more of your time. So I guess thank you so much. We love having you in the Road to 100K. I can't wait to see you continue to thrive.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely.
This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Jamie Lono and Shammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time.